Welcome into the Braves Today podcast. I'm Zach Blackerby. He's Lindsey Crosby. Of course, you can find our written work at bravestoday.com. You said it before we clicked record, Lindsey. Welcome home, old friend. The Braves re-sign, or I guess sign again, Adam Duvall to a one-year deal worth $3 million for the 2024 season. And it seems like every Atlanta Braves fan that I've talked to or read or whatever is stoked about this move.
Yeah, and talking to Alex Anthopoulos, you know, he gave some comments to the media yesterday. I don't think Atlanta was looking to sign an outfielder, but when they had the opportunity to sign Adam Duvall, old friend Adam Duvall, on his third stint with the organization, at the price that you were able to get him for in mid-March, to go out and get a guy who's led the league in RBIs, who's won a gold glove, to get him for $3 million, a guy that you already know fits in well in your clubhouse, a guy that you already know your mascot and his son have a relationship together.
Yeah,
you have to go out and make that deal. And so some of the ramifications come off of this. There's some cascading effects here, but the whole big thing now is you have added Adam Duvall. They believe he is going to be ready in time for the regular season. I think the quote that he said is he'll work with the coaches and the training staff, but he knows himself. We'll get him as many at-bats as he can. And the goal is to have him ready for game 3 in Philadelphia, which tells me, because Philly's already announced that lefty Ranger Suarez is the starter that day, it tells me the plan is Duvall will start the game against left-handed starters. Kelenic is against righties. And then if you mix and match later on in the game, that's fine. But Duvall is there to hit against lefty starters, and he does well against them.
I love that Anthopoulos, when he spoke to the media earlier this week, obviously he's asked, okay, does this have to do with anything with Kelenic kind of not being great at the plate so far during his tenure with the Atlanta Braves? And to quote him, zero, no impact. I think that's important.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hand-wringing from fans about the fact that Jared Kelenic has he's 3-for-34 in spring. They're all singles. He struck out 9 times. It's actually a lower strikeout rate than he had in previous years. Like, some of the adjustments Atlanta's had him made, and our own Jake Mastriani put a great article up about some of the launch angle and pulling percentages and things like that that they're working on with Kelenic.
Great article by Jake, by the way. Check it out at BravesToday.com.
Jake was in the lab, obviously, working on this.
Yeah.
And then when you watch, you can also see Kevin Seitzer doing the Kevin Seitzer thing and having him lower his hands a little bit. But you can already see, like, the strikeout rate has come down already. So there's already some positive impacts here. But he flat out says, this is about Adam Duvall, right? Jared Kelenic's, he's looked great defensively. He had a nice game. We're very excited about him and how he's doing. This was just the ability to add a player of the caliber of Adam Duvall. And if you think about it, this is a team that is in the heart of a World Series window right now, even more so than like next year. And I wrote this in one of the pieces we wrote about Duvall yesterday about after this season, Max Fried and Charlie Morton are free agents. You may not have them back.
Right.
Marcell Ozuna and Travis d'Arnaud are both free agents next year. Now they have club options, but this team could look different next year. And so this is your best time to make a World Series run is this season. And so they saved a little bit of money. They usually keep that for mid-season additions. But Anthopoulos also said, it feels like we go and get outfielders almost every year. So this is just getting an outfielder in spring versus waiting until July or August. And I like this addition. I think this does nothing but good things for the team and absolutely raises the floor. And what I like now is you have a little bit more safety and insurance in case there's some sort of injury.
To a lot of folks, right? I mean, I think he's essentially the backup outfielder at all those spots. But then something you mentioned earlier, is he the backup DH right now, you think?
Yeah, like if something happened to Marcell Ozuna, either he batted 081 again like last year or he was injured, your designated hitter would just be whatever catcher wasn't playing that day, right? Like look at your bench. Your bench was going to be Luis Guillorme. It's going to be your backup catcher. and then it was probably going to be Forrest Wall and Luke Williams. None of them inspire a ton of confidence to be your designated hitter. But now, if something happens to Marcell Ozuna, Adam Duvall can be your designated hitter. You could rotate it through some of the position players. They've addressed that a little bit. When you're the designated hitter, it's kind of like just taking four pinch hit appearances. So not every guy mentally can do it. But
yeah,
if you wanted to rotate guys through, you could do that. And Adam Duvall can even play first base. He has major league starts at first base. Mm-hmm. And so he gives you a little more.
I don't love that, but it is nice that it's an option.
Yeah, I don't love that either. Matt Olson wants to play every day, and his numbers didn't sag for doing that last year. So let him do it. Yep. But it gives you a little bit more depth in the roster for that. And then when you look at your outfield, Adam Duvall has 922 career games and like almost 3,400 plate appearances. Every other backup outfielder on the roster combined does not equal half of Adam Duvall's experience. And most of that experience was Jordan Luplow, who was released last night. The team, obviously, he wasn't going to make the roster with Duvall signing. And so the team released him so that he could go on and try to find another major league opportunity. So just a ton of depth. Now it doesn't need a hitter in the outfield. And another guy with starting experience who, you know, like you said earlier, the clubhouse loves. The mascot loves and fits in well with this team, this roster, this ballpark.
What does this do to Forrest Wall's role on this team? He's had a really good spring, Lindsay. I think that's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. How is Wall's role impacted by this?
I think this is probably the thing that keeps him from making the major league roster out of spring. I had him penciled in all of our roster projections. I had him penciled in as the fourth outfielder on this team. And Anthopoulos had addressed that earlier in spring. He talked about speed was obviously going to be a factor into who got that role. Well, Forrest Wall is the fastest and the most prolific base dealer of all the options you had in camp. And they're not afraid to use Luke Williams in a pinch running capacity. He did that some last year before Forrest Wall got on the roster. And then in games where Forrest Wall had already been used earlier in the game, he came in to pinch run and steal bases and things like that. So I think Forrest Wall probably starts the year in AAA Gwinnett and gets everyday playtime, which arguably is going to be a good thing. He can continue to develop the offense that they worked with him on over the offseason. And Luke Williams makes the roster as an infield, outfield flex guy who can cover literally every position but maybe catcher. And then your Gwinnett, by the way, Gwinnett is going to be a stacked roster this year. Your outfield, J.P. Martinez, Eli White, Forrest Wall. Your rotation is going to be Bryce Elder, A.J. Smith-Shawver, Hurston Waldrop, Darius Vaughn. You have like six or seven guys you can throw in Gwinnett on an everyday basis. It's going to be a stacked AAA roster. So if you live close to Gwinnett and you want to go check out some stripers this year, it's going to be good watching there.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, I want to discuss, Lindsay, what the next potential move for the Atlanta Braves could be in your mind. But hey, look, a lot of y'all are probably tired this morning. You probably were one jacked all night because you were so excited about the addition, the latest addition to the Atlanta Braves with Adam Duvall. Or you were up reading our content at BravesToday.com because Lindsay wrote like 10 stories about it. So I want to encourage you to visit plainscoffee.com. They've got all sorts of different types of coffee or teas if coffee is not your thing. You can order them the beans already ground. You can order just the beans themselves depending on kind of what your coffee situation is at home. But I love it because it's roasted. All the beans are roasted right before they are shipped. So whatever shows up at your door is going to be significantly more fresh than anything you find at the grocery store. It's been sitting there for, you know, God knows how long. So head over to plainscoffee.com right now. Use our promo code Braves for 10% off. And no matter what, everything you get, free shipping right to your door. Plainscoffee.com. Use promo code Braves. Me and Lindsay got our cup of Plains coffee right here. What's next for the Atlanta Braves now that they've added this outfielder?
I don't at the moment foresee any more additions to the roster. I think it's just a matter of continuing to figure out who is the next player or what are the next cuts that you make and solidifying those final spots in the bullpen as well as whoever is going to be your fifth starter, which I've been pretty consistent. I think it's going to be Ronaldo Lopez just for roster flexibility reasons. We talked about that on the last podcast, but it's for the most part, like we thought the roster was set before this move. I think it's definitely set now.
Yeah,
I am a little bit curious. David Fletcher has looked really, really good in spring.
Okay.
And I had for a while, I had been saying, I thought the plan was let Luis Guillorme play some, like be your backup at shortstop to get you through a game if an injury happens.
Right.
And have David Fletcher in AAA so he can play every day. But David Fletcher's owed like $14 million over the next 2 years. And we've seen there are some teams that are struggling at shortstop. The Dodgers are down to moving Mookie Betts to short with a week before the season. And so part of me wonders, is the next move going to be to try to ship David Fletcher out to a team that is desperate for a shortstop?
Interesting.
Because if nothing else, it does save you money, not only this year, but next year. And you are just a couple million dollars away from that third luxury tax tier, which if you go over it, one, you pay 110% tax on every dollar you spend. And then two, your first round draft picks move back 10 spots. And Atlanta is always going for top tier pitching in the draft. And so moving back 10 spots, losing the money that comes with dropping back in the draft, hurts you in that regard. So I don't expect any big moves, but if anything does happen, I think they may try to flip David Fletcher between now and opening day.
That's interesting. From on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for national MLB media to make the case that Mookie Betts playing shortstop means he should be the NL MVP this year?
I've already seen it. Like, they've already talked about
it. It's insane.
It's the people who were making the same argument about him playing second base last
year. That's right. And you're right.
We wrote this up a couple weeks ago. There was a, and I'll find it and tweet it back out. There was an article from MLB.com where several of their writers went in and discussed who was the number one player in baseball right now. And all of the analysts, the people who pulled the data and the stats, they all said Ronald Acuña Jr. And they had the numbers to back it up.
Of course they did. Right.
He was the unanimous NL MVP last year with only the fifth 40-40 season in baseball history and unprecedented at that. The people that they asked who were not numbers people, like they were, one of them was an editor, one of them was like a columnist or whatever. They were all like, oh, it's Mookie Betts because he's a ball player. And it's like, well, when you actually have information behind what you're writing, you definitely go with Ronald Acuña Jr. If it's just the vibes, it was Mookie. And so now
the vibes,
you're just going to see even more people saying, oh yeah, Mookie Betts is the most valuable player in all of baseball because he's playing shortstop. And it's an odd move to make because it's a $300 million shortstop. You're moving him from right field to a more demanding, like physically demanding position when he's on the wrong, I believe he's on the wrong side of 30 now. And it just seems like it's not a great idea, but they're so desperate for a shortstop. They spent over a billion dollars in free agency and they forgot to get a shortstop. It's just the wildest thing to me.
Yeah, that is wild. Oh, well. Oh, well. So on a scale of 1 to 10, it's low.
Oh, it's low. It's
is it a 1 or a 2, you think? Is it that low?
It's got to be a 1 or a 2, but it's definitely on the 1 to 10 scale because who would do stuff at a 1 to 5 scale? It's a terrible idea.
Lindsay, let everybody know what else is coming up and can be expected throughout the weekend at BravesToday.com.
So you can watch the spring breakout, Saturday spring breakout, which is the Braves versus the Red Sox prospects. You can watch that for free at BravesToday.com. We will have a stream of the game pinned to the top of the homepage. You can watch that for free. We're going to be breaking down.
Give us the name you're most excited to see in that game, just real quick.
Spencer Schwellenbach. I've been talking about he is Atlanta's breakout player for 2024, but some of these international players getting stateside for the first time. Luis Guanipa, really excited. This outfield is going to be super athletic in this game, but that we're going to be talking, breaking down the performances of the prospects. We're also going to be talking about some of the Braves players that have moved on that look really good this spring and trying to figure out like, what happens here? Like,
What happened?
So, yeah. Tons of content coming all weekend. Check it out at BravesToday.com.
Yeah, BravesToday.com. And be sure to check out our friends, PlainsCoffee.com. Use promo code Braves. Till next time, this has been the Braves Today podcast. Click that subscribe button.